had had some bad ideas in his time, but this was probably the worst. A GLBT singles bus tour through Ireland. And yet, it had seemed like such a great notion when he was booking his trip. No need to play down his sexuality, a selection of available men with at least one thing in common, two things counting Ireland, and someone else to do the driving. But he'd have been happier with a rental car and a map. To start with, the available men were either too old or too young. And it turned out, all Keir had in common with them was the obvious. He'd been out of the civilized mainstream for too long. He didn't know how to talk to anyone who wasn't a cop. That had been another mistake, revealing what he did for a living. He should have known better. He did know better in real life, but the artificial existence of life on a touring bus had lulled him into uncharacteristic candor. The second night out in Galway, he'd confided to Terry Schweitzer over a couple of pints. Terry offered a glazed smile, excused himself early, and by morning it was common knowledge that back home in the good old US of A, Keir Quinn was Detective Kiernan Quinn of the LAPD. He found himself spending a lot of time with two very nice lesbians from Milwaukee, ex-FBI agents who had the survival skills to keep mum about it. He missed Rick. He missed Rick even worse than he had imagined he would, and he'd known before he ever started this that it was going to hurt like hell. He tried not to think about it. No point. Rick was very clear about what he wanted and what he didn't want. He wanted Keir for his work partner and best friend. He didn't want him for his lover or life partner. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to listen to Keir talk about it. As far as Rick was concerned, they had tried it and it hadn't worked. That was the part that Keir didn't understand. Because it had worked. They had been good together. It had been comfortable and easy. The sex had been terrific. God, it had been nice to be with someone who knew him as well as Rick did and accepted him as was, liked him as was. But then there had been that thing with the Holland chick. They'd been investigating the supposed suicide of Deanna Holland's boyfriend. Third interview, Holland had freaked and pulled a gun. Keir had moved to disarm her, and the gun had gone off, leaving a hole in Deanna Holland's ceiling, powder burns, and a wrecked relationship for Keir. "I think we better cool it," Rick had said the morning after what turned out to be the best night they'd spent together yet. Nothing like a close call to give the fucking a certain intensity. Nothing too kinky, just, well, a little emotional maybe. "Why?" Keir had asked. "It's getting too heavy." What the hell did that mean? Rick's hazel eyes met Keir's impassively. "Okay," Keir said, shrugging. "Me first in the shower or you?" He didn't think Rick meant it. Or at least, he thought Rick just needed time to work through whatever was bothering him. But Rick had been serious. No more sleepovers. In fact, no more hanging out together at all for a time. Until Rick had started seeing the twink flight attendant from Colorado. Then they'd slowly drifted back to spending off-duty time together. Gradually, it had sunk in on Keir that it was really over. Over for Rick, anyway. Keir had tried, but for him it was like trying to stuff the genie back in the bottle. He couldn't go back, and he wasn't going to be allowed to move forward either. The practical thing, the only thing to do, seemed to be to disengage. That was easier said than done. It had taken him 4 months, and Rick dating a handsome, well-to-do West Hollywood veterinarian to make up his mind for him. Anyway, he didn't regret his decision, and Ireland was beautiful. It was just that he could have done without the group tour experience. Not that it wasn't sort of relaxing sitting there on the bus watching the green countryside flash by. Everywhere you looked were the ruins of castles and towers, grazing sheep, old graveyards. They'd yet to pass through a village that, no matter how small, didn't have at least two pubs, and even the ugly little industrial town seemed quaint and exotic because it was Ireland. He just wished Rick were there to share it with him. He just wished he could stop thinking about Rick.